Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're on Kuf Lamed Aleph. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10 lines. We're 10 lines down. Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochan. So, B'chia Bar Abba says the name of Yochan. Lo la kol Amar Rabbi Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Dochan as Hashabbos. Not for everything did Rabbi Eliezer say that Machshir Mitzvah is Dochan Shabbos. What does Machshir Mitzvah mean? It's Shabbos, and there's a time for it's a bris meal over here, and I don't have a knife. So go make a knife. Machshiri mitzvah is docha Shabbos. He didn't say that for everything. Not for everything did he say that. Not for everything. The halacha we hold is the machshiri mitzvah is not docha Shabbos. Not. As a matter of fact, we're going to get to something late. I think it's Friday or Shabbos, which I looked when I was reading the Gemara. What? This is the halacha? I'll have to go look it up. It's a very shocking thing about getting ready for on Yontif, which we all do. We all prepare food on Yontif. Very, very, I never knew that. But we'll get to it later. But not everything about, not everything. Shaharei, behold, listen to this. Shtei Lechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, Shechoves Hayom Him, and their Chovas Hayom, they have to be baked on Shavuos, or brought on Shavuos. V'lo lamdan Rabbi Eliezer, El Mitzvah Shava. And Rabbi Eliezer learned it from Gzir Rishava. And I said, what did Gzir Rishava for? He holds in general, all Machshirei Mitzvah can be done on Shabbos, or Yontif. So what did Gzir Rishava for? D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Menayin l'machshirei shtei alechem shedochen as Shabbos. How do you know the Machshirei shtei alechem is doche Shabbos? You don't have an oven. No, the oven broke. So what are you going to do? Well, you should have fixed it before. No, it broke a week ago. Because he had a whole week to fix it. Whole week to call the repairman. You didn't do that. Do it on Yontif? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes, you can call him on Yontif. You can fix the oven on Yontif. How do you know that? It's Gzeir Shava. Nemra Haba'a Ba'omer. It says Haba'a Ba'omer. The Nemra Haba'a B'Shtei Alechem. And it says Haba'a B'Shtei Alechem. Ma Haba'a Ha'amur Ba'omer. Just like the word Haba'a that says Ba'omer. Machshirin Dochen Es HaShabbos. Machshirin's Docha Shabbos. What does that mean, Machshirin's Docha Shabbos? What that means is that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Omer was brought. What's the Korban Omer? The Korban Omer is barley, right, that was cut, and it was barley that was cut, and then brought in the Mizbeach, as a Korban Mincha. Where'd they get the barley from?
They
cut it Matzah Yontif. In Israel, Pesach is one day. They cut it Matzah Yontif and brought it the first day Chol HaMoed in Israel. What if the second day of Pesach was a Shabbos? So they go out Friday night. They cut it. So what do you see? They could have cut it beforehand. You know that the second day Yontif is a Shabbos. You know that. So cut it beforehand. Cut it a few days before Pesach. What if they cut it B'dafka now? What do you see? You're allowed to cut it now. Right? So too, you can't bake the breads for Shavuos. Why not? Because the oven broke. You can fix it on Shabbos. So take about the Omer. You can be mechal Shabbos for machshirei mitzvah. So too on Yontif. You can be mechal Shabbos for machshirei mitzvah. So. He doesn't learn from the general idea about machshirei mitzvah being docha Shabbos because he doesn't learn from that. He has a special gzeir shava just for shtei alecha of Shavuot, a special gzeir shava. And now the Gemara says, mufni, it must be that this gzeir shava is available. What does it mean it's available? So even though gzeir shavas generally have no logic to them, there's no logic. Right? It's not logical. It says this word over here. It says that word over there. We make a comparison. So there's not really logic, but the Gemara believes that there is some kind of internal logic. And if not for the fact that these words are extra, you could ask a question on the Gzeir Shava, which is we don't understand that because we don't understand how Gzeir Shava's work. We think it's magic. There's a word over there and a word over there. We don't understand halacha. It says by Omer something, it says Meshtei Alechem something. By the way, they're all connected. They're both about the Beis HaMikdash. They're both about Korbanos. Right? So if they're not connected, so they're a little bit connected. If not for the fact that the words are extra, I would have a kasha. What's the kasha? The ilo mufni, because if it's not extra words, ikalamifra. I would have the following question. Mala omer. When it comes to the omer, she came in matzah, katzur, katzur. What if you come to the place where you're going to cut the omer, and it's already cut? The kids came and cut it beforehand. What's the halacha? The halacha is you have to cut it anyway. Why? This is part of the omer process is it's a mitzvah to cut the omer. Find ones that weren't cut. It's a mitzvah to cut it, even though it's already prepared. Someone cut it already. Someone didn't come to Davyomi. So you know what? It's going to be Shabbos this year. Second day Pesach is a Shabbos. I'll do these guys a favor. I'll go cut it now. It's 3 days before Pesach. I'll go run to the place where they go every year, and I'll cut it now. And when they come, they'll find it cut. One of them Chal Shabbos. That's not the halacha. Part of the process is you go ahead and cut it. Tomer b'shtei halachem, there's no such halacha. Tomer b'shtei halachem, she matzah katzer, ain't a katzer. Right? What happened shtei halachem? They make two breads. They forgot to cut the wheat. So you let it cut it on Yontif? Yes. Shabbos? Yes. Why? Makes a gzeirah shavah. But 1 second. Not the same, really. Because by shtei halachem, if you found it cut, what do you say? You say, woo, I didn't have to be mechal Shabbos. I was allowed to be mechal Shabbos. I felt very bad about it. At last, you would never do that. Cut the wheat on Shavuos. We never do that. So if you find it cut, you got yourself a heter. By Omer, if you find it cut, you still have to cut it. So they're not the same at all. I would ask that question if the words weren't extra. And therefore, it's not even a valid gzeirah shavah. Because the halachas, the properties of Omer, are so different than shtei halachah. So the Gemara says, Li'i, you're right. Afnuye mufne. The words are extra. Ein chanami, the words are extra. Michti, Ksivit says, Vavesem es Omer, Reishis Ketzirchem. The pasuk says, "Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'mar taleim." When you come to the land, "V'uktartem es ketzira." When you're gonna do the harvest, "Ve'vesim es omer reishis ketzirachem el hakohen." Okay, that is in pasuk yud. Then a few pasukim later, it says, "Biyom haviachem." Right, it says, "Usvartem lochem." You should count. Mimachras HaShabbos, starting from the day after Pesach. Miyom HaViyachem Es HaOmer, from the day you bring the Omer, HaTnufa, count for 7 weeks. Why does it say Biyom HaViyachem Es HaOmer? It could have said, Mimachras HaShabbos, Miyom HaOmer. What's Biyom HaViyachem Es HaOmer? The word's extra. That's Biyom HaViyachem Lamali, Shmarin Alaf Nuye. It's extra. It's extra. So from the extra word, it says an extra time, bring the Omer. So from the word bring, we make it Zerah Shava, so it's like by the Omer Machshir in his Doche, so too by the Shtei Alecha Machshir in his Doche. V'akati mufna mitzad echarhu. It's only mufna from one side. Only from the Omer side it's extra. What about the Shtei Alechem side? V'shma'in and Leila Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer still holds the Omer mufna mitzad echad, lemeidin. And if it's mufna from one side, you can ask Akasha. You can ask Akasha. But umeshivin. I'm sorry, lemeidin. You can learn the Zerah Shava. But umeshivin, but you can ask kasha on it. So I have a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is you can't compare Omer and Shtei Lechem whatsoever. They're totally different. So the Gemara says, he writes, Taviyu ribuyahu. It's an extra word, Taviyu, by the Shtei Lechem. It says, Mimosh Vosechem, Taviyu Lechem Tenufa. And on Shavuot, you're going to bring the Lechem Tenufa. It's an extra word, says the Gemara, and therefore, we can learn the Gzera Shava. Okay? Now, what's that again? Yeah, because if it's mufna mitzad echad, you can learn. If it's not mufna, you can't learn the gzeirah shava. If it's mufna mitzad echad, you could learn the gzeirah shava, but if I have a kasha on it, it'll take the gzeirah shava away. So if you don't have a kasha on it, there's nothing to take away. You have to have a kasha. That's what I'm saying. We don't understand that. What does that mean, you have to have a kasha? What is the connection between, once we learned, that how do you know that Omer is barley? Neva says. There was a gzeirah shava from the Barad. Something like that. Some random gzeirah shava from Barad. Now, the kasha is, what does Boreth do to Omer? They have nothing to do with each other. They both had the word barley there or something. They both had some word that was similar, and the Gemara makes them Gzeir Shava. It's one of the most random Gzeir Shavas in the whole Gemara, because it's so random. Nothing to do with it. At least these are both Karbonos, they're both from the base of Mikdash, they're both about barley. Okay, I see the connection. So what's the Gzeir Shava? The Gzeir Shava is, just like Omer, you can cut it on Shabbos, so too the Shelechem you can cut on Shabbos. What's the connection in something I'm borrowed? One of the Makos. So right away I have a Kasha. I would have a Kasha right away. Even if the words are extra. So that's why I don't understand. We don't understand Gzeir Shavas. We don't understand it. We don't have the art of a Gzeir Shava. We read, oh, it's two words. It's more than that. Right? There has to be a logic to it. You have to ask a Kasha. Can we always ask some Kasha? Right? Comes to Kal Vachomer, the same thing. No. It's a machlokas about it. It's a machlokas. Yes. No. On what? There's no machlokas. What's a machlokas? Or what? Or?
Or logic.
Exactly.
It's not logic. You can't do it.
You can't make your own. You can't make up your own Gzeir Shava.
Right.
You have to have a tradition. Right? But even when they have a Gzeir Shava, so what does it mean there's a Kasha then? What does that mean there's a Kasha on the Gzeir Shava? The tradition's wrong? What? There's another word somewhere. Correct. Fine. Now, I thought you were asking the next Gemara's next question, which is Lemute Mai. So now, what's not on the list? What machshirin cannot be done on Shabbos? What machshirin mitzvah can't be done? Right, I made a statement today. Not everything you could do on Shabbos. Something's not. Yeah, what? Like what? Like what not? Ile malim ute lulav. You don't have a lulav. Well, shuk this morning. I forgot to buy a lulav. What am I going to do? The only lulav I can find is attached to the tree. Can I detach it on Shabbos? Ile malim ute lulav for Tanya. We have, no, lulav, a lulav, v'chol machshirav, dochen es ha-shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You can do that. That's not on the list. Ilei melemutei sukkah. I forgot to build a sukkah this year. Forgot. So you know what? I'll build it on Shabbos. You don't want to build a sukkah on Shabbos. For Tanya, he says you are. Sukkah v'chol machshireha, dochen es ha-shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Sukkah, it could be dochen Shabbos, 100%. V'ela lemutei matzah? You want to exclude matzah? I didn't bake matzah on Shabbos. I didn't bake matzah. I forgot to buy matzahs. So I'll bake them now. On Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. Shabbos and Pesach are the same day, right? V'otanya, matzah, v'chol machshireha, dochen es ha-shabbos, to Rabbi Eliezer. You could do that. L'chatchila. In Rabbi Eliezer had a very different religion than we have. Very different. V'ela, lemute shofar? You forgot to get a chauffeur. You wake up a Shana morning. Oh, I don't have a chauffeur. I'll go to the animal. I'll get the chauffeur off the animal's head. Do it now. That's somewhere. Can you do that? Says Rabbi Eliezer. Vatanya. Chauffeur v'chol machshirav. Dochen es ha-shabbos. Dev Rabbi Eliezer. He says, go right ahead. We'll get to that on the base. So what can't you do?
Rabbi Eliezer, is this Hawkins?
Yes. Stam Rabbi Eliezer. Who? Stam Rabbi Eliezer and Shasi Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Right? We're going to get to that also tomorrow. Right. The answer is because Yontif has an assay and a los assay also. There's an assay not to do work. There's an assay, you sit home and do nothing. Sit around and don't do work. That's an assay. And it also has a los assay. So an assay can't be doche, a los assay and an assay. That's why the assay of cutting off a lulav is not going to be doche. The los assay, we don't hold like that. We hold you can't do this. You woke up on Sukkot morning, if you got to buy a lulav, go get one somehow. You can't go cut one off a tree. We hold you can't do that. Why not? The assay of lulav should be doche, the los assay. No, but there's also an assay, a fiyantif. And an assay can't be doche, but a los assay and an assay. That's the reason. That's all going to be coming up in the week, later in the week. All that's coming up. Anyway, so what's not on the list? So far, everything's on the list. Any mitzvah you could think of that requires some kind of malacha is on the list. Amar vada brava, lume'ute tzitzis, letalizo, umezuza, lepischo. Yeah, you know what's not on the list? Tzitzis. You can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. Right? Or, you can't write a mezuzah on Shabbos. I don't have a mezuzah on my door. So I go write one now. That you can't do. We should have done that before Shabbos. Why are these two exceptions? What?
They're not time, by
Right, exactly. That's exactly the reason. Tanya na mihachi v'shavin. They both agree. Shem tzayit taliso. Shem tzitzis on your talis. V'asa mezuzah l'pischo. Or you write a mezuzah on Shabbos. Or you affix a mezuzah. You do some malacha. Chayev. Yichayev. My timer. Why? Amar of Yosef l'vishe en kavu lehem zman. Because there's no time for this. If I don't get the shofar now, I'm going to miss out on the mitzvah of shofar. I'm going to miss out on the mitzvah of lulav and sukkah, all these mitzvahs, matzah. Wait a whole year to do them. You're going to miss out? No. Says it really is, but don't worry about it. You can bake the matzah now. Is it mezuzah? Is it tzitzis? So put them up before Shabbos. What's the matter with you? No excuse. You didn't do it, so do it tomorrow. That's all. Amalei Abaya, Adaraba, just the opposite. Mid'ein kavua lehem zman, if they're not kavua, kol shayta v'shayta zmanahi. Every second is the zman. What do you mean it's not the zman bound? Just the opposite, says Abaya. Every second. Do it right now. Look at Rashi on top. Kivin sheyesh lo talis, you have a talis. You ready? B'chol yom, every day, shemashe below tzitzis, every day that talis doesn't have tzitzis on it, over ba'ase. You're over an ase. What ase are you over?
Well, it's the wearer that's done. So that
what tzitzis? No. The Rashi just said, every day, look at the next words of Rashi, vafilu munachas bakufsa, even if it's sitting in the closet, as long as the talus is there, on one shelf in your closet, and the strings are in another shelf, and it's sitting there, and you didn't make it tzitzis, you're over an ase. Hilkach, therefore, kol yoma, every day, ramya mitzvah seha oleha, every moment the mitzvah's on it. Now, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. As a matter of fact, Beis Shammai held like that. We don't hold like that at all. We hold like Beis Hillel. You go walk into his farm store? Is there any pair of tzitzis? Many times they're not even connected. No, is there? We don't hold like Beis Shammai at all. It's not even a chum or nothing. We don't have the halacha. What's Rashi talking about? So we'll answer that question in two lines. Why did Rashi write that? You could have said, the guy's walking around without tzitzis. That's not right. Every moment he's in the mitzvah to wear tzitzis. The answer is, right? So why did Rashi say that? Rashi said two reasons. First, we'll get to see in a minute. Ella, Amar of Nachman, one second. Yeah. Ella, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Yitzchak, V'item Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, Hoel, Ubiyado, Lahafkiran. The answer is, because you could be mafkir the house. Right? If you're homeless, you have a mitzvah of mezuzah. If you're homeless, no. You're not chayiv in every mitzvah under the sun. Sometimes you can't do mitzvahs. So if you're homeless, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah of mezuzah. If you don't own any tzitzis, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. I don't own any tzitzis. So mafkir the beged, be mafkir the beged, be mafkir the house, you putter. That's why they're not docha Shabbos. Because you can get out of them. You can't get out of tzitzis. You can't get out of lulav. Nothing you can do to get out of it. Now, you can be mafkir on Shabbos. I guess so. Right? Why? Right, that's what women are not chayiv in that. In mitzvah, they says, man, grandma. No, so it's only when the opportunity arises. That's what we look at that. You have a mitzvah of keeping of aim. It's not bound by time. It's bound whenever your mother calls you. You don't have to go. You don't have to go bother her every 5 seconds. You say now, ma? How about now? You don't have to do that. Yeah. Yeah. There's a mitzvah. I hear. Interesting. Right, so the Ramban asks the following question. What? Oh, so the Ramban asked that question. So what is going on here? So don't put them on. Don't put them on. That's all. You didn't make the tzitzis before Shabbos. Right? So you have tzitzis and a talus. So don't put them on. Don't wear them. Don't wear it. What are you doing? That's why Rashi had to say, even if you hold like Beis Shammai, which nobody holds like that, even then, so then that's not an out.
Why is he
worrying
about Beis Shammai?
What?
Why is he worrying about Beis Shammai?
Because the Rabban is a bomb kasha. So just don't wear them. First of all, it won't answer the mezuzah kasha. Just make your house. There's no other way to get out of mezuzah. The only way to get out of mezuzah is not to own a house. If you have a house, if you're homeless, you don't have a mitzvah of mezuzah. You're an ones, you're potter. There's no other way to get out of that one. That's why the Gemara says hefker. But Ramban says, so just don't wear them. What's the big deal? I don't understand. Just don't wear them. The answer is, even if you hold, not wearing them is still a chiyuv. The chiyuv is to have them on, even if you're not wearing them. That's how Rashi threw that in. Which is a strange thing, because how would Rashi throw in something we don't hold like? Okay.
Somebody that's not married,
No. He's not, no, the mitzvah didn't come yet. That's a good example. I like that example. What? Right, I'm saying if someone's 14 years old, he's already bar mitzvah, he's not mechuyev for that mitzvah right now. Puruvu. Why not? He's not married. You have mechuyev to try to get married. That's it. You have a chiyev to try to get married and try. Do your shtadlus. That you have a mitzvah to do. 100%. When does the time come? Right? So the Mishnah says, but Shmuel Esel Chupa. No one said younger than that. Not even the Mishnah. No one even does that today.
So 18.
So he's saying, you see, Mavatal Mitzvah? So I think the Rambam talks about it.
I think that's a hindsight of it.
What?
That's a hindsight of it. You're up to it until you die.
Right.
Does a mezuzah have a time limit? So you can live in that, but finally you have 30 days to put up the...
That's only if you're renting it. You buy a house, you mechuyev the minute you buy it.
Right. Okay.
Right. No, so he's saying, you mafkir it. Get rid of the house. I'm homeless. Okay. Now we're going to go back and say do every mitzvah that we did already. Amar Mar, lulav v'chol machshirav dochen es haShabbos divrei Rabbi Elazar. Lulav and all the preparations for lulav are doche Shabbos. Menal leler b'lazar. How do you know that? How do you know that? Where do you get that from? Ime Omer shteilechem. If you learn it from Omer and shteilechem, and Rashi says three words. The white line. V'gomar b'mamatzinu, and it's learned out as a mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? A mamatzinu was one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Dreshes Ben. What does it mean? Yes, it is. It's a tzara. Same thing as a tzara shava. It's the same thing as a tzara shava. What does that mean? What is that? What that means is anything, all things being equal. That's the key. All things being equal. When the Torah says something, it applies to every situation that it can apply to. That's a mamatzinu. So, it's a mamatzinu. Omer and Shteilechem have that rule. The Omer and Shteilechem, it's a gzeir shava. That what? That the doche Shabbos. So, why not lulav the same thing? Every mitzvah should be the same story. All things being equal. Now the Gemara is going to say, but this is not equal, therefore it's not a gzeir, therefore it's not a mamatzinu. No. Shechit Zaruch Gavoa. That's in the Beis HaMikdash. Lulav doesn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. El Amar Kra, you're right. It says in the Torah, Biyom Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. L'may Hilchasa. Regarding what, even on Shabbos? Regarding what? Ilema L'Taltel. That you could be chayiv in the mitzvah. Itzrich Kra L'Mishrei Tiltel. I need a pasuk to tell me the Shekel Lulav. Another pasuk to tell me Shekel Lulav. Or it's not Muksa, that can't be right. El L'mach Shirav. It must mean for the preparing. That's what it must mean. So you see from here, the Kohen Eliezer, it's Doche Shabbos. V'Rabbanan, and what the Rabbanan hold, it's not Doche Shabbos. So what do they do with these extra words over here? Bayom? Homi Bayale, Bayom V'lo B'layla. Yeah, Lulav is only by day, not by night. Unlike the other mitzvah of Sukkah, it's called Sukkos. Sukkah, which is at night. That's funny. And Lulav is not at night. V'Rabbi Eliezer, Bayom V'lo B'layla Menolei. How does he know day and not night? There's no mitzvah of lulav at night. How do you know that? Nafkale learns it out from the following. V'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim. Yomim v'lo leilos. Days and not nights. That's how you know. V'rabbanon. And what do the Rabbanon do with this pasuk? Days and not nights. Should be happy in front of Hashem days and not nights. Itzrich. No. It's, we learn something else. I would have thought, well, let's learn 7 days from Sukkah. Mala halang yamim afilu leilos, just like by Sukkah, it's days and not night and even nights. Afkan yamim vafilu leilos, so too lulav also days and nights. Kamash malan, no, it's not true. Only days and not nights. Fine. Now the Gemara says, so why isn't lulav the mamotzinu? I can learn every mitzvah from lulav. Just like lulav is doch Shabbos, and it's not a carbon. So too, every mitzvah is doch Shabbos, it's not a carbon. Matzah, sukkah, right? V'lichter v'chmanah b'lulav. Let the Torah tell me about lulav, that lulav is doch Shabbos. V'nesi hanach, and that'll be good. V'niflu b'nei, and I'll learn that from lulav. That's all. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum de'ikka l'mifrach. I have a kash on that. Again, a ma'amotzinu is a ma'atzad, a tarashava, which means, it says it by one place, all things being equal, it'll apply to every mitzvah. No, you can't. There's a kasha on that. What's the kasha? Malululuv. Lulav is different. Shekein ton arba minim. Because it requires three other minim. Without the fourth, without the other three minim, there's no Indian taking the lulav by itself. All I have is a lulav. Is this an Indian? There's no Indian. People will do it. They say you shouldn't forget the mitzvah of lulav. That's all hashkafa. Halachically, picking up a lulav on sukkah is nothing. It's all I have. It's one quarter of a mitzvah. It's not one quarter of a mitzvah. It's nothing. And that's why lulav is different. By matzah, you don't say it's not matzah. Matzah is matzah. The Tosfos asks, listen to this. Look at the Tosfos. Shekein ton arba minim. Afal gaf. 1 second. What about omer and shtei halechem? You have the carbon omer. What's omer? It's barley. But there's another carbon brought. Shtei halechem is bread. And there's another carbon brought. Omer shtei halechem. Nami mivi anyone. Kivasim, we bring sheep, v'yayin, l'nisuch, v'shemen, l'menachos. So also they're not alone. They also come with other things. And the answer is, obviously, shiny dalad milan, the dalad milan are different. Sheba lulav, dima'akvin ze'ezeh. When it comes to lulav, dalad milan, you need all four. If you only have one out of the four, it's not one quarter of a mitzvah, it's zero. But if I don't have wine for the omer, do I still bring the omer? Of course. I'm a akiv. It would be nice if you had it. If you don't have it, you ran out of wine. No, you potter. Kid amar beperak hakomes, beperak hakteles. Aminan hakvasim ein ma'akvin. It's not ma'akiv. I don't have sheep. It's not ma'akiv. Lo is omer, lo is de'alechem. It's not ma'akiv anything. V'hainu toin dalad minim. V'hainu toin dalad minim. She ain mitzvah's lul of klal below dalad minim. There's no mitzvah of lul without the other three. It's no such thing. Avo be'elu yichol liyos mitzvason below dalad minim. But these could be without the other three, without the other ingredients, and that's why they're different. That's why lulav is different, and lulav is nothing. Without all four, it's nothing. If you have three out of the four, that's three quarters of a mitzvah, it's nothing. Right, so people will shake it just to have a remiss, that's all nice. Not a kind of a mitzvah like that. Okay. Sukkah. V'chol mach shireh adokan as ha-shabbos, divi Rebbe Elazar, menolei l'Rebbe Eliezer, ha? How do you know that? That sukkah is doch Shabbos. Again, Ib Omer Shtei Lechem. You want to tell me, well, learn that from Omer Shtei Lechem. Shekein Tzarech Gevohu. Well, that's different. It's Karbanos. Imi Lulav Shekein Tzarech Arba Minim. Can't learn that from Lulav either. Why? Because Lulav requires Arba Minim. Ella Gomar Shivas Yomim Mi Lulav. It's learned out from Lulav. Different learning out. Ma'ala Halan Machshir of Dochen Es HaShabbos Af Kanami Machshireha Dochin as Hashabbos. Okay, to learn that it's a drasha from Lulav that the machshir and doch Hashabbos. V'lichta v'achmana b'sukkah v'netzi anach v'nigmar minei. Why can't sukkah be the model? Or not from sukkah? Just like sukkah is doch machshir and is doch Hashabbos, you can build a sukkah on Shabbos. So too, you can do any malacha, any mitzvah on Shabbos. No, mishum dikol lemifrach because I have a kash on that. Ma'al sukkah shkei noheges b'leilos ki biyamim. Sukkah is different because it applies at night also. Always. Not every mitzvah. Shofar's not at night. Right? Shofar's not at night. Lulav is not at night. So it can't be the model for the other mitzvahs. Next, matzah. V'chol mach shireh adokhan ha-shabbos. Divi Rebbe Eliezer. Menor le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le. How do you know that matzah is doch ha-shabbos? You can bake matzah on Shabbos? Imi omer shtei lechem shekein tzarech l'gvoa. If you want to learn from omer shtei lechem, you can't. Those are kabbanos. Kabbanos are different. Right, maybe different rules in the Beit HaMikdash. Imi lulav, you want to learn out from lulav, shigin to an arba minim. Lulav requires four minim. Right? Imi sukkah, shikinu heges, belelos, kibiyamim. It's done at night, just like the day. Tosfos says, you have to change that around, because we do eat matzah at night.
Right.
So change it around to say, it should say, Tosfos says, hachi yevi matzah l'memar, shikinu heges, biyamim, ubelelos. It applies by night and by day. And believe it or not, matzah only applies at night. The only mitzvah of eating matzah is the first night at the Seder. After that, there's no real mitzvah. You eat it, you get a mitzvah. We all know the Gra says you get a mitzvah. It's fine, it's lovely. There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only at night. That's not true by sukkah. And therefore, since matzah is so unique, it's only at night, really. Right?
Is there not a mitzvah?
What?
There's a mitzvah Sudas Yontif.
Yeah, but that's a mitzvah in the Sudas. There's all on this about that. It's a mitzvah in the Sudas Yontif, not a mitzvah in matzah. It happens to be that on Pesach there's no other way to mekayim it, because you can't eat bread. But it's not a mitzvah. It's a Yontif issue. It's not a matzah issue.
Right?
Yeah, so there's no special mitzvah to eat matzah. If you do, you got a mitzvah. But there's no special chiyuv to do it except for the first night. It's not like lulav. And it's the opposite of shofar. Shofar is only by day. So you can't let it out. Next. So how do we know that matzah rather? Gamar chamisha asa michagas sukkos. It's a gzeirah shavah from sukkos. Ma'ala halan machshireh dochnes haShabbos, af kan machshireh dochnes haShabbos. V'lichtov rachmona b'matzah v'nesi mahanach v'lug b'amine. So why can't matzah be the model? The answer is, Mishum Ikla Mifrach, Ma'ala Matzah, Shehenu Heges, Benashim, Kibbe Anashim. It applies to women, just like it applies to men. That's unique. It's one of the only mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama that apply to women. The other one is Shabbos. Most mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama do not apply to women. Women can do them if they want to, but they don't have to. Matzah they have to eat.
Only the first night.
Only the first night, that's right.
Megillah, but
right. So somebody once said, I think Rabbi Sabalowski once said, Lamaisa, how many mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama do women not do? Most women hear shofar. Most women. They don't have to. Most do. Most women hear the Megillah. How many mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama do women generally not do?
One.
He counted six.
Definitely.
No, most women daven something.
Yeah,
tefillin and mezuzah, tefillin and mitzvahs are two. Most women don't wear tefillin, and most women don't wear tzitzis. They're both mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama. That's two. And then there's four more, random things. What? So sukkah is half and half.
Right.
That's true. The what? No, but I'm saying, what if they're alone, no one's there, and then everyone's away? They're going to go into the sukkah to eat? Many women will not do it.
A
first night, I'm saying. By the way, there are many, many places where there's no room that women don't go into sukkah. Correct. Right. So, but then there are the whole thing. It boils down to six things, and two of them we all know. Two of them are sukkah, are tzitzis and tefillin. The other four, I'm not sure. Kiddush levana. Women don't generally do kiddush levana. Women, so when they try, they start. But same. Yeah, I don't know women do kiddush levana.
Hello?
That's pretty unusual.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
No? Why?
Women. I mean, some women do, but they're not helpful.
Next. Shofar v'chol machshira of dochen es haShabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Shofar also. You don't have a shofar, go make a shofar on Shabbos. But no leil Rabbi Eliezer, huh? How do you know? Imi omer shteilechem. Can't learn after shteilechem and omer. Shekin tzarech kavod. Those are kabanas. Imi lulav shekin tzarech nabiminim. Lulav is different. It's only a component. Imi sukkah, shekinu heges b'leilos b'yam. Sukkah applies 24/7. Imi matzah, shekinu heges b'nashim kibanashim. It applies to women and men. Hela markra, yom tu yulachem, b'yom afilu b'shabbos. Okay. Elamai. What do you mean blow a shofar? What do you mean blow a shofar? Of course. Ilem alatkiya, hatana devei shmuel. Kol meleches avoda lo zasu. Don't do malacha on Shabbos. Yatzah zatkiya shofar. Tekiah shofar, is that malacha? Is that malacha? V'rediyas hapas, and taking bread out of an oven, they used to have some art, there was an art to it. It's not a malacha, it's an art. Shuchachma. It's an art. It's not a malacha. So there's no Isser malacha blowing a shofar on Shabbos. So what are you telling me to blow a shofar on Shabbos? Ella lemachshir. It must mean that you can even do the preparations for Rabbanan. What does Rabbanan do with that pasuk? That you can blow, that seems like you can do machshir on Shabbos. Homi by leg, liyom, velo, velayla. Only by day. Very Eliezer, you blyom velo belayla menale. How does he know you can only blow shofar by day? Nafkale miyom akipurim, tavir shofar ba'achol artzachem, v'gomim ahadadi. Because it says by Yom Kippur, when they blew shofar on Yovel, once every 50 years, they only blew it by day. V'lichter v'chmana b'shofar v'leisi hanach v'liglamine. So the shofar should be the model. Just like shofar's brocha Shabbos. You could do b'chashir on Shabbos, so do any mitzvah. No, mitiya shofar rosh Hashanah lekel amigmar. You can't learn it out from Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah. Shekein machneses zichronos shal Yisrael laviyim shabbat shemayim, because it has a zichronos aspect. Hashem's going to remember you on Rosh Hashanah, and hopefully you'll get yourself a good year. What does that mean? What does that mean? Therefore what? How is that a disqualifier to learn out other things? I don't know. V'mitkiah shofar b'yom kippurim lekel amigmar. You can't learn out from the kiyah that they blew on Yovel and on Yom Kippur. Tamar mar, taku bezdin shofar, because when they blew the shofar, niftru avadim lebateim, fesados chazoros lebaleim. That freed the slaves, and it freed the fields went back, whatever fields, the ancestral fields went back. So therefore what? Therefore that shofar can't teach me other mitzvos that are machshir and adoch Shabbos. Why not? I don't know. That was like such a random halacha.
You can apply anything about anything that's...
Exactly. Exactly. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.